This is The Rotunda. I'm Tramell Gomes.
I must say I did not vote for him, but that does not mean that I am not hopeful for him. He is the president of our country now.
The newest member of Congress, former Florida Governor Charlie Crist, on dealing with President-elect Donald Trump.
I hope that we can work together. And where there are things where we have differences, I certainly will not be shy about pointing it out. And
any of those differences so far now?
Oh, I don't know that they have surfaced yet.
When it comes to representing Florida on the global stage, which pop star would you hire to do the job?
Trick Daddy.
Oh, that's a little risky. Oh, no.
And Pitbull isn't. Give me a break.
That's the Orlando Sentinel's Gray Roar, who's here to talk about the shakeup at Visit Florida.
I probably got the best job in the world. I'm responsible for selling 825 miles, the most beautiful beaches in the world.
Well, Visit Florida's CEO had the best job in the world until the hiring of Pitbull for a whopping $1 million to promote the state. All that and more coming up on episode 88 of The Rotunda.
Sexy beaches, hotels.
Welcome to the program. We are closing out 2016 on this very episode. So much to be grateful for our sponsors.
The Rotunda is sponsored by Urban Tallahassee,
the Florida Institute of CPAs,
North Public Relations,
Harris Corporation,
the James Madison Institute, Bundle,
our guests.
I think the Rotunda is very easy to follow. It's conversational. It's up to the minute news. I mean, it's just very easy listening.
And all of our media partners that promote this program. This is the award-winning Rotunda podcast. It feels so good to say that. We've accomplished so much within a year. We've been featured in Canada.
Podcast playlist.
On CBC Radio and Public Radio International here in the U.S. and around the world.
Hi, I'm Matt Galloway. I'm here with Lindsay Michael. Hi, Lindsay.
Hi, Matt. This is Podcast Playlist, a curation collection of the most beautiful podcasts around.
And amazingly, this program, me...
From the Rotunda, that was Tramell Gomes.
I'm listed as a witness in court proceedings after a guest who spoke on this program last year claimed he was retaliated against at his workplace for sharing his story on the Rotunda.
It was considered a protected activity for them to be on here.
You can hear more of that on the previous episode. So many great memories to go through and hard work. Putting this together each week is not easy, folks. This is a full-time job on top of my full-time job, but I'm having fun doing it.
$1 million is a lot of money for what he did. I'll just leave it at that.
That's the Orlando Sentinel's Gray Roar talking about Pitbull's $1 million contract. The secret's finally out. Imagine getting paid a cool million to promote the state on social media. That's it. Well, sure, Pitbull has millions of followers and he was asked to pitch Florida to them and let the state use his Sexy Beaches music video, which you're listening to the lyrics right now. It's quite catchy, selling literally beaches and hotels. That's Florida.
Pitbull is good, but what about T-Pain?
Marinate on that though.
Tallahassee Pain.
Tallahassee love. Yeah.
I'm more old school at hip hop, so I don't keep up with all the new kids and everything. You know.
If there were going to be a Florida ambassador that's an entertainer, who would you pick?
Well, see, like, I don't... Who's good that's from Florida, you know?
Florida.
Him or, shoot. Can't think of his name right now. Trick Daddy.
Florida horns and Georgia peaches, yeah. Where they nice and ripe, they the best for eating, yeah. All Southern boys.
Oh, that's a little risky. Hey, I don't know.
And Pitbull isn't. Give me a break.
All right, Gray, Pitbull is a little risque, but I tend to enjoy the vibe, the music, and rarely get into the lyrics of a song. So as you know, Gray Rohr works for the Orlando Sentinel, and he's been on the beat of reporting on the state's public-private tourism agency, that is Visit Florida. No surprise there, Orlando is tourism capital. I caught up with Gray on a very windy day, far away from a beach here in Tallahassee.
This mysterious contract of which Pitbull is being paid to be our state ambassador, but how much? No one knew. So what happened this week?
Well, pretty much everything happened all at once, or at least within the span of this past week. First, the House Speaker filed a lawsuit in Leon court. He sued the Pitbull's production company, basically saying that the trade secret public exemption of the contract was not valid, and that it should be released to at least the House of Representatives. 2 days later, Pitbull posted the full contract, or just about all of the contract, on his Twitter feed, showing that he was paid $1 million over the past year for his tourism promotion efforts, which basically included tweeting about Visit Florida with the hashtag Love Florida hashtags like twice a month, and some marketing production promotion packages connected to his New Year's Eve performance in Miami last year.
I was there. I was at that New Year's Eve performance, and it was really good. It was free, actually. There were a lot of tourists there, and you just walked up. You didn't really have to do anything. You just walked up, and I've not been to many concerts, but that one...
Really?
I started from the back, and I made my way all the way to the front, and I was in the front row partying. But it was a good show. I think the state got something out of it. Like, you know, everyone was paying attention to South Beach during New Year's Eve, so... those who were living in northern states, like, hey, they'd wish they were down south partying with no clothes on. Well, some clothes on, bathing suits. But the state got something, but $1 million worth? What do you think? No?
That's pretty subjective, so I'll let other people say what wasn't worth it or not.
So after the contract revelation, after the threat of suit, from Florida's House Speaker Richard Corcoran, had started to roll. So here is Will Seckham, president and CEO of Visit Florida, who I interviewed back in 2013.
The size and scope of the Florida tourism industry is truly massive. And you know, the question of why, people always ask me, I probably got the best job in the world. I'm responsible for selling 825 miles, the most beautiful beaches in the world, the fishing capital of the world, the theme park capital of the world, the home of American golf. You know, art, culture, shopping, dining, all the way around the state. Just incredible diversity and an incredible amount of tourism product, the best there is anywhere in the world.
Well, Governor Scott is calling for Seckham's resignation. Even though Seckham moments earlier had fired two of his top executives, Chief Operating Officer Vangi McCorvey and Chief Marketing Officer Paul Phipps.
With this session, it's likely to be an issue, and what's going to happen? How is legislative leadership going to deal with this?
Well, I mean, there's a split between House and Senate, too. I mean, obviously, Richard Corcoran, the new House Speaker, was the one pushing this in the lawsuit and has sort of been railing against corporate welfare and, basically is a free market purist and doesn't like, to say the least, state money and subsidies going to private business and interests just for the sake of it. So that has been going on with Enterprise Florida, and it looks like it's going to be another battle with Visit Florida this year because the Senate thinks it's worthwhile and it's a good idea and it does some good for the state. So, you know, Corcoran has talked about whether or not we need Visit Florida or not. Senate leaders that are going to be in charge of the budget have said they are sure that it is a good idea. So the question becomes how much money to actually give it. And, you know, that's anybody's guess at this point.
All right. Well, Gray, thank you so much for being on this last program of 2016.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
So that's that. You're listening to The Rotunda. I'm Tramell Gomes. Last week, I had the special privilege of going behind the scenes at the retirement ceremony of Florida Supreme Court Justice James E.C. Perry, who was appointed by then-Republican Governor Charlie Crist. Today, Crist is one of the new Democrats heading to Congress to represent District 13, which includes Pinellas County. We took a break to chat about his journey back into public life and his plans for dealing with President-elect Donald Trump.
Tell me about the after election, making it into Congress, and now there. What's it like to be back in public life?
Well, it's wonderful. I mean, as a almost lifelong public servant, to not have been able to serve these past 5 years has been painful. You know, it's like an athlete or an old quarterback not being allowed to play in the game anymore and serve other people, which is why I'm here. And so it's a privilege, it's an honor, and again, I am grateful to the Lord and God and the people of Pinellas County for the opportunity to do so. I love them with all my heart.
What should we expect from your time there? What's your priorities that you plan to tackle?
Well, just to work hard for the people of St. Petersburg, Clearwater, Largo, Seminole, and frankly, Florida and our country. It is the United States Congress, after all. And we are at a challenging time in our country's and our nation's history. You know, we are a divided nation. And I recently watched the movie Lincoln and was moved by it again about how we had a divided nation at that time, obviously. And what we need to do is bind up our wounds politically, come together as a country, understand the greatness that is America, and understand that Americans can work together and need to, regardless of party, regardless of color, regardless of religion, regardless of language. We're all Americans. We're all in this together, and we're blessed to be so.
I see you're already fast at work, even though you're in training session right now. You're calling for some renewal of tax credits. What's going on?
Well, I'm trying to protect our senior citizens, our students, and others that benefit from these tax reductions. They will expire, unfortunately, if the Congress in the next week, during this week, probably ending tomorrow or Friday, doesn't have the opportunity to renew them. Going forward. And my heart bleeds for people who need economic help, and I hope that the Congress will respond to that need.
All right. I saw that you were trying to get the best office or just get a proper office or just get an office, and it didn't work out so well for you. What happened there, and where will you be?
Well, for your listeners, it's kind of funny in Congress. For the freshman class, there are 50 of us. We pick out of a barrel, if you will, a number from 1 to 50. And if you get number one, you get the first pick of the offices available in Washington. And, you know, the higher it is, the worse it is. Well, I picked number 50. So it couldn't have been any worse in terms of the pick. But somebody reminded me that, you know, the last shall be the first. And that it comes actually from the Bible and the book of Matthew 2016. Mm-hmm. 2016. This year. So we're very pleased where we ended up. It's 427 Cannon, which is the oldest of the three office buildings for the House of Representatives. It's extraordinary. I'm just honored to be there and glad to have won the office. And again, grateful to the people of Pinellas County and God.
I hope I get a chance to tour it and see it.
Of course you will. It's your office. You paid for it, like all the citizens.
This is The Rotunda. I'm Tramell Gomes, chatting with former Florida Governor Charlie Crist.
As we wrap up, what are you looking forward to under President-elect Trump when he becomes president? How will you all, it's new for you, but what are we in for, given what you've seen and how he has positioned himself and how he goes about doing business so far?
Well, I must say I did not vote for him, but that does not mean that I am not hopeful for him. He is the president of our country now. And just as I, as a then Republican, respected President Obama because he was our president all of our president. It is the same with President-elect Trump when he takes the oath January the 20th. So I hope that he does well. I pray for him, and I hope that we can work together. And where there are things where we have differences, I certainly will not be shy about pointing it out. And
any of those differences so far now?
Oh, I don't know that they have surfaced yet. Let's let the man get sworn in and say, so help me God. That has a salubrious effect on you, I have learned in the past. And I have been encouraged, I should say, since Election Day, that he has seemed to take on a tone that is of a more serious nature. Mm-hmm. And I think that's appropriate and good.
All right. Well, anything else you'd like to add that I didn't ask?
It's a joy to be back in Tallahassee. I haven't been here in a while, and so many wonderful people and old friends to visit and see. It's an honor to be with them today.
And your chief of staff, who?
Yeah, Austin Durer is his name. He's a great young man, graduate of University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, got his MBA at Johns Hopkins, has significant experience on the Hill, about 13 years as chief of staff with former Congressman Jim Moran of Northern Virginia. So, and then the Commerce Department after that. So great experience, and we're getting a great start, so I'm grateful.
Thank you so much. I appreciate your time.
Always a pleasure. Thank
Likewise.
You.
Always.
This is The Rotunda. I'm Tramell Gomes, inviting you to visit rotundapodcast.com to learn more about this program and to invite you to support what we do here each week. There's the donate button on rotundapodcast.com where you can send your generous support. Also, you can become an underwriter by contacting me at rotundapodcast.com. We are so excited and are looking forward to what's ahead in 2017. The legislative session, of course, and so much more. You don't want to miss. But until then, we will be taking a brief break for the holidays, New Year's, and Christmas, and we'll return shortly in the new year. As we wrap up, I just wanted to share a voice that has been behind the scenes recently. Here is our intern extraordinaire, John Hines.
Welcome to the Rotunda. John, tell us about yourself and what you do here on the program for those who may not know you or know your voice, but they certainly should know you by all the things that you do for this program.
Yeah, so I'm a senior editing, writing, and media major at Florida State. I grew up in St. Petersburg, Florida, which is like 4 hours south of Tallahassee, 4.5. And so on the Rotunda, I run all the social media accounts, make posts on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, all that kind of thing. I do some editing on the website, post articles to the website, edit the summaries for each episode. Also do some things for Gomes Media Strategies, just editing content for clients, like acceptance speeches, press releases, typing those up.
What do you like about what you've been doing so far on the program? What do you think about politics?
Politics is crazy. So like before this, I've always like kept my eye on it, but I couldn't vote till like a couple years ago. So it was always just one of those things where it's like, you know, it's happening, but can't do anything about it. So it doesn't really concern me. But this is the first election I was able to vote in. So it's like I had to care a little more, which is good because there's some crazy stuff happening, obviously. But yeah, it was cool to be able to vote, and like, you know, like I said, like I hadn't been the best with keeping track of things. So before I filled out my ballot, did a lot of research, spent like a good 4 hours on the internet researching everybody. So I wanted to make an informed decision. But yeah, in terms of just like what's happened with the country and everything, I think it's, in my opinion, there was no like, you know, like both choices in this election were like not the best. So, you know, either way, I was gonna have issues with it, but you know, we got who we got, and like we'll figure it out. Like that's my opinion is that, you know, our country's set up in a way with the checks and balances and everything to where, like, you know, we should be okay. Like it's probably gonna be difficult, and there's, you know, some interesting times ahead, but I think we'll make it out. We'll be all right.
And there you have it, the voice of the youth. Special thanks to an awesome year, everyone. Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. I always enjoy having the Orlando Sentinel's Gray Roar on the program, and we look forward to having back again for that tour former governor and soon-to-be congressman Charlie Crist. We hope to tour office of his to see what's so bad about it. And of course, thanks to our intern, John Hines. Remember to visit rotundapodcast.com. Take a moment to fill out our listener survey and be sure to join us in 2017 right here for more stories about the people and issues shaping Florida politics. I'm Tramell Gomes.